All right, well, looking forward to this next game. Had a good weekend. Obviously had time to watch the film and to get some things going for today's practice. Feel really good about the team and the overall mindset of the team. Definitely have some things that we need to address. But I love the team dynamic, the leadership on our program, the way the guys are getting coached, and so just kind of keep building on it. You know, I think you guys heard me talk enough about the game post game. I thought it was a good experience, good environment. Man, the fans are awesome. I can't say that enough, and just really enjoyed the overall experience. Especially getting that victory and the way we did it. Looking forward to a new week and looking forward to this challenge. You know, we have a really good UCF team that we're going out to visit in Orlando. And so tons of talent, well-coached. Gus Malzahn's a really, really good coach, a really good person, and I've got to know him quite a bit through all the coaches' things and the events, and have a really good relationship with him. Love the way he coaches his team, and you know, really looking forward to this matchup. I think there's a lot of things that they do that could cause some issues for us. It did a little bit over this last weekend, but looking at the matchups, we know we're going to get their best shot. And you look at what UCF did against Iowa State; they pretty much had a really close game, could have came out with the victory. So it's definitely got our attention, got our players' attention. So it's we know we're going to get their best shot. We're going into their home, and we're going into Florida. We look forward to seeing our fans there too. But we know it's going to be a difficult environment to play in. But we're looking forward to the matchup, and looking forward to being in Florida, man. That's going to be a lot of fun. My wife's a Florida girl. She's from Polk County, from Haines City High, and so I know the area really well. And we're in Orlando quite a bit, so looking forward to seeing the in-laws and seeing the family and everyone there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I do like the matchup because I think UCF's going to get a lot of. I mean, every week we're seeing these teams get a lot out of us and testing us, which is helping the program, and we're learning a lot of lessons along the way. So really, really do like the matchup, though. We know we're going to get their best shot, and I say it every week. We just got to make sure we give them our best shot as well. We live with the results, but we got to stay humble, stay hungry. A lot of good things are happening for our program, but we got to keep working. And you know, this week no different than any other week. We just got to find ways to get better and stay humble and find ways to improve. That's going to be the key for us. So, what questions do you guys have?
Thanks, Coach. We'll start with Mitch Harper and then Jared Lloyd.
Yeah, Kalani, after watching that Oklahoma State game over the weekend, what tendencies did you see that maybe caused the lack of success stopping the run against Oklahoma State?
Well, I think you look at the game. I mean, they did some things that we haven't seen a lot on film, and the things that they were committed to doing, which was run the quarterback. We weren't expecting that. We tried to make some adjustments. The interesting thing, they had a bye week, so they had time to do that. We had a short week and then the quick turnaround. But once we made some adjustments, the key was that we gave up. And this defense doesn't usually – we don't give up very many big plays. But we gave up, I think, two big runs that cost us maybe 50 yards each. That's 100 yards in two runs. But for the most part, I thought we kind of handled it pretty well. The issues that – the mistakes were made were missed assignments that we could fix, guys just doing their part, and then some of the fundamental issues like missed tackles and things like that. But when you're going against a great back like Ollie Gordon, man, that happens sometimes. That's where you need more than one body in the area to make the play. But I think the minimizing the big plays is kind of what we've been really good at, and that's you do that by great effort, but also by making sure that everyone's assignment's sound. So we're going to go back to that, and we're planning on it. We plan on UCF. You know, they have dynamic run game. They have quarterbacks that can run. I say quarterbacks because all of them can run, and they have running backs that can run. They have a great skill in the receiver position and a physical, tough O-line. So that's going to be difficult for us. And you look at defensively, they're stacked. They have athleticism, and I mean they create havoc. They got two pick sixes against Iowa State. So they're definitely a dangerous team. But I like the matchup. I think it's got our attention. I like the challenge for our players, and really looking forward to this game.
And following up on that, you know, UCF's RJ Harvey's pretty close, kind of similar to Ollie Gordon in many respects, and then Jakari Brown, their new quarterback. Are they kind of are they very similar to Oklahoma State, how they utilize their ground attack, or kind of a different look than what you've seen this season?
Well, I think Gus Malzahn can do a lot of different way, different runs. I think they can do some of the things very similar. They already have that in their arsenal of type of plays that they can run. The Oklahoma State adjustment was that we weren't expecting them to just sell out on with a QB run. And even when they brought in Bowman to play, he still ran the ball. So we had to keep that in mind as we went through our scheme. And then the difficult part is that we just struggled on third downs, getting out of the third downs and the short yardage, because they're third and mostly manageable and short. And then even when we had third longs, we weren't able to capitalize on it. So that was a little bit difficult for us to deal with. And I know that long drive, especially at the end of the game, that wasn't good for us. I mean, they basically marched down and took a lot of time off the clock and got that score to go ahead. Glad our offense was able to come back and get the win for us. But defensively, there's some things that we could do way better than what we did. And I think the adjustments can be done right away. But you have to give Oklahoma State a lot of credit. They're committed to doing that, and that's something that we didn't expect. And when we made the adjustments, I think we were able to stop their big plays. Now we just need to find ways to get out of third downs and force them to punt the ball. So this is a new challenge, very similar. I think they can do a lot of the same things, but you know, we'll see it coming, and we have to plan for it. So it's going to be a good game for us.
Lonnie, when you have a game like that, what's the difference between, you know, trying to be disruptive and being very aggressive versus getting caught out of position? How do you strike that balance?
No, you just keep working at it and keep practicing it. I mean, that's, you know, we're going to have to find ways to be really assignment sound, but then also, you know, execute with great fundamentals. That's just more practice and getting back at it and being physical. That's what we're going to have to do. I mean, that's our mantra. But you also got to be committed to learning. So we're going to find ways to learn and get better and get back to it and see how we perform Saturday. So that's going to be the fun part of the game. Every week is a different deal, and I think that the challenge will be great for our defense.
In addition to that, how do you what do you expect from the defensive leaders? I know you always want it to be a player-run team. What's on their plate? What do they need to do to make sure the team's ready for what you're facing this weekend?
They've been doing it already. They've done it all year long, so I'm not too concerned about the leadership on the team. They have the platform to take care of this team and to challenge them. So what I'm saying to you guys isn't going to be new to our players. I mean, the leaders have been on top of it from the very, very beginning. It was even after the game. They know what to do next time. So they're excited about being better this week.
We'll take our next questions from Jake Hatch and then Kevin Reynolds.
Well, you alluded to it in your postgame comments, talking about maybe some of the defensive players going beyond the scope of their responsibilities on individual plays. How do you go about reining that in? Is that just film review and telling them, hey, just do your assignment?
Yep, just keep working. I mean, that's stay humble, work hard, be hungry, all those things. That's what we've been saying every week. So, you know, it wasn't our best week for the defense, but we know how to fix it, and that's what we're looking forward to right now. So I'm not concerned about what others think. I'm concerned about what I'm going to see from our players and the work that they're going to put forward. And so far, with that extra day that we had to prep, I'm really happy with the head start that we have on this week.
I also wanted to ask, have you seen Jake get some awards today just for his performance over the weekend? Looking back at that, is there anything new that you look back on that drive and say that stood out to you versus what you said after the game?
Well, I mean, we practice those situations all the time. You know, I know there's a lot of drama that goes into that, and it was awesome to get that win that way. I don't mind the boring wins either, so I like that this team is committed. They keep the faith. They believe in each other, and we'll just keep working on those things. But you go to work. That's the key. I mean that's you know, if we do things the right way and we're able to be humble and just keep working and find ways to get better, I think that's going to be our goal. So this is a good team win. I'm proud of what the offense was able to do, but there's a lot of room for improvement in all three phases.
Darius was talking about it a little bit after the game, that last play was originally going to be a look for JoJo Phillips. I was curious, like, what made you trust him in that spot, and how has his role in the offense kind of evolved to the point where, you know, he's on the field and you're looking for him in a really tight moment?
Yeah, we trust all our players. We trust all our receivers. I mean, that's luckily we have more than one to go to. So we know that teams are going to, you know, they may try to do things to take away Chase or Darius or whatever it is. But as we go through our progression, I mean, there's always a primary receiver, and then you have to go through your looks. And so that's what A-Rod teaches the quarterbacks to do. And then we just got to, you know, everyone's got to execute it and be where you're supposed to be, and then big plays can happen.
I know Mitch talked about it a little bit with the quarterback change for UCF, but has their offense changed significantly since they've made a quarterback change in your mind, or is it pretty similar?
In some ways, but I mean, you look at it, they have, I said before, they have so much offense. It's difficult to prepare for everything, but that's what we have to do. That's a challenge. I like that we got an extra day to start on it and to take a look at what they do. I think they keep a variety of ways to hurt you. They can get to the perimeter. They can run the ball up the middle. They can do it with the quarterback, with the running back, with the receiver in motion. So it's all the stuff that we've seen, but they're a very dangerous team. We have to tackle well, and we have to be assignment sound in on our defense. And then offensively, we just have to execute and take care of the football. We do those things, and then I think we'll just live with whatever happens at the end of the game. I mean, that's kind of been our goal every week. This is no different. It's just a different beast that we're challenged to face this week compared to the other weeks that we've had so far.
Let's go Mitch and then J. Drew.
Yeah, Kalani, who would have thought BYU to play in a conference game in Orlando, Florida? I'm curious, what benefits are there, in your opinion, playing in a league that spreads, you know, across the country? It's a national league. What do you feel are some of the benefits of that?
Well, I mean, for us, it's going to warmer weather. That's going to be nice, you know. And in Independence, we saw fans all over the place when we traveled. And so to see our fans in other places, that's going to be awesome in that region. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I love being part of this conference. I think every week, as you watch over the weekend, it's a challenge for everybody. I mean, there's nothing that you can just really predict. And so when you're looking at it, for me, it was just control what we control and get to the game and see what happens. And but like every week you look at it, it's a difficult conference to play in. A lot of parity, a lot of great teams, well-coached teams by all the coaches that are here. So that's and it's fun to be a part of a great conference, and with all these partners that we get to play, and going out to Orlando to play this game is going to be a lot of fun.
With your wife from Polk County, you noted, is your wife going to be going to the game, and are you going to have a big family contingent there with you there?
We have a 2-year-old, so the 2-year-old dictates what we do with our life now. Those of you that have young ones, you guys get that. But it's a chance for me to see my in-laws and see all the family that we have down in that area. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, man. The focus is the football game. It's not – that's all I'm going to be focused on. And I do love my in-laws and everybody in that area that we know really well, but I'm going to be focused on this game and getting our team ready. It's not a vacation. We got to go there to be ready to play this game, and our focus has got to be that way, even for the team and everyone. But I want the fans to have fun, and in order for them to have fun, we have to do our part.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the interior defensive line, just how you feel like they've come along this year, John Nelson, Blake Mangelson, and their backups.
Yeah, they've done a great job. I think when they can make their presence known, then that's when we can see that we can control the front a little bit. But being more consistent and listen, the team's kind of banged up. I mean, that's we're in the eighth game of the year. I think there's a lot of teams that are banged up right now. So there's a lot of guys that are playing that aren't 100%, and it's usually the guys up front that got a soreness here and there and are dealing with some type of flaw in their health. And so a lot of them are just you know trying to grind through it. I appreciate them doing that, but that's I have to keep reminding them nobody cares about them being sore and tired. This is what they worked out in the offseason for, so you just got to enjoy it. I challenged them to relish the grind. Now it's time to relish the soreness, man. You get my age, you're going to wish that you can feel sore someday. You know what I mean? So from football. But these guys are in a really good spot. It's okay. We want them to toughen up and be ready to play. Get after this one, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Jared, and then Jake.
Tony, I know you don't pay much attention to expectations or recruiting rankings or things like that, but how fun is it to see underdogs be successful, whether it's the team that didn't have had a lot of people not paying attention to them, or players that have joined the team that maybe were walk-ons or didn't have a lot of recruiting? Just how rewarding is that when some of those guys are able, or as a team as a whole, are able to make those steps?
Well, I think the key is to not be affected by the outside noise, and it could be in the fact that people are like praising you or they're doubting you. Either way, you control what you control, and so a lot of that is not letting the outside influence how they go to work and how they influence their lives, their roles, you know, as sons and as brothers and as friends and husbands and fathers, those things that really don't have anything to do with anybody else. So we're trying to keep these guys in a mindset of that, whether they're doubting you or praising you, it doesn't really matter. You still have to go to work, you know, and you still have to find ways to improve. And a lot of that is accepting responsibility for some of the mistakes that you made. Also, it's important for us to praise them for the good things that they're doing. But at the same time, it's just that's part of life. You just keep rolling through it. I love that these guys can stay focused, and we were trying to keep them humble and hungry and focused on what the task is. And that right now, this is the season. It's a 1 week at a time, and everyone gets bored by us saying that, but that's what we got to be focused on and really focus on what we want to accomplish. We're in the spot that we thought we could be in, you know, and it doesn't really matter if people believed us or not. The fact is that we can control what we control, and that's get after every week. And I've been really impressed with the leadership on our team and the way that they handle things. And I thought they've embraced everything, the good and the bad. And so I'm enjoying coaching these guys and seeing the leadership and the energy that they bring to every day that we go out and we practice. And it's been so much fun, man. And I'm glad that I get to coach them.
Kalani, I wanted to ask you about L.J. Martin. Is that performance that he put on Saturday, Friday, is that what you've been expecting from him? I know he's dealt with the injuries, but is that what you were expecting from him coming into the season, that type of performance?
Yeah, I think you guys have all seen that too from him. So he's been able to do things like that. And I think when you run into injuries, it causes a roadblock in it. And maybe, you know, for us, it's just getting him healthy. And now that he's back to healthy, he's back to his normal self, and we had to do that with him and Hinkley. So those guys are. I think Hinkley had a great game too. You know, you're looking at what they're doing, and it's the other stuff that I like the most: the pass protection, what they're doing when the ball isn't in their hands, the routes that they're running, all that stuff. I have to give a lot of credit to the receivers blocking downfield, the tight ends blocking downfield, and obviously the O-line. So everybody's got to do their part. And it's nice to have, basically nice to have all your cards that you can play with now. You know what I mean? So, and we know that we were able to test some of the depth, and I'm glad that we were able to answer the call when those guys were out. So I like the way the team's working. We just got to keep rolling. Everyone has room to improve, and that's what we're trying to get done.
And then one personnel note real quick. Cody Epps still not on the depth chart. Is that a longer-term injury? What's the status there?
You know, he's close. Can't really say for sure if it's this week, but I'm pretty confident that he's going to be ready for the next game. But this one, we'll just have to kind of feel. If you have to be able to practice and practice at a high level. But we can take advantage of him being ready later, but it's a close one right now. It's just probably too close for me to call right now at this moment. But we feel really confident with him returning for sure the next game.
We'll take our last question from Jackson Winder.
Jackson Winder from the Daily Universe. Coach, the offense looked very poised and calm during that last drive of the game. What did you say to them, if anything, before that last drive?
Yeah, there's not much to say. I think the team was all saying it, and the belief that we had in all of them. We practice those situations all the time. I mean, a lot. And so, you know, we're in a good mindset. It's just a matter of them going out and getting it done and executing. And I'm glad they were able to make the plays. And that was the whole point of taking the timeouts. You know, when Oklahoma State was in the red zone, is I was getting kind of close, so I wanted to preserve some time. Luckily, on one of the plays, the receiver went out of bounds, so they were able to stop the clock, and we didn't have to burn another one. But I'm glad we were able to preserve more time for the offense because we needed it. I mean, we had 10 seconds to spare, but I didn't think we needed to get there. And as we evaluate the game all the time, I'm always looking at, was it the best time to should we have clocked it or taken the timeout? Those are things that we're always trying to find ways to improve, and that's my job as a head coach, is to know when to take timeouts, know what to do in situations, and know when when that's all happening. Darius caught the ball. I was planning on him probably getting tackled, so I was looking at the clock and trying to decide if we're going to take a timeout because we knew it was going to stop. And so those are the moments. There's good chances for all of us in these type of situations for us to get better. And I'm one of them that's trying to find ways where I can be the most efficient as a head coach as well.